Amen. Today is the beginning of Holy Week. Happy Palm Sunday. Great to see all of you here today. Wow, the crowd really filled in. There must have been a lot of you that arrived right around 9 o'clock. Because at about 5 minutes to 9, there was about 25% of what I see here. So, it's a happy occasion today. But it's, well, I don't know if it's happy. It feels like Palm Sunday is happy, but the Passion gets a little bit like, ooh, it gets a little heavy. And so it's kind of ironic today, this service, Palm Sunday is. Here's four conundrums that I kind of have every time I come across this Sunday and the text for this day. Today is Palm Sunday, yet there are no palms mentioned in our gospel for today. Interesting. Today's sermon title is entitled Hosanna, but yet there is no Hosanna in the gospel for today. They do not yell the word Hosanna. They say everything else but that, but they don't say Hosanna. And then the third conundrum I have is that Jesus came to bring peace as he came into town, and division happened. And then the fourth ironic piece or conundrum that I always think about is that Jesus rides into what town? What city is he riding into? Jerusalem, yes. And that is known as the City of Peace. That's ironic because Jerusalem has never had peace. Never had peace. And so all these things today make me kind of say, what's up with that? For starters today, I put a map on the inside back cover. You basically go to the back cover of your bulletin, and I put a map there on the inside of that cover. And you'll see a city map of Jerusalem during the time of Jesus. And on your right, or on the east of the map, you will see there the Mount of Olives, where Luke's processional gospel takes place. And then the Garden of Gethsemane, you'll find that just to the north of that. That's where Jesus is praying in our gospel for today, "Let this cup pass from me." And where Peter and the disciples cannot stay awake. Their whole assignment for the night was to stay awake, but three times they could not do it. And that's eventually the place of Jesus' arrest as well. And notice all this happens outside of the city gates of Jerusalem. Today the focus is on the palms, not the Passion. Luke's processional gospel, not Matthew's gospel that was just read. We're going to focus on the palms today. Because as we get toward Good Friday, actually on Good Friday, we get plenty of the Passion as we read the entire Passion narrative. So today, in a broad way, we're going to move from right to left. Actually, that's how the whole Passion narrative goes, from right to left. The place of his arrest there at the Garden of Gethsemane, and it moves through town all the way to the other side. So from right to left, like Hebrew writing. Hebrew writing goes from right to left. So we will too move from east to west on our map for this Holy Week. Moved by this easterly wind, I like to say, or the spirit of Easter. And so, Luke's gospel. If one were to attempt to whittle down into one word what Luke's gospel is all about, what I would say the word would be peace. Peace is mentioned all over in the Luke narrative. From Zechariah's song, "Lord, guide me in your way of peace." From the angel's song there at Christmas, "Glory to God in the highest heaven and peace to God's people on earth." That's Luke 2. You all know this. And from Simeon's song, when he holds the baby up, he says, "Master, now you are dismissing your servant in peace." And this gospel writer, Luke, would say that salvation is about having peace with God and with one another. Sheila, you greeted me today with the shalom. That's what shalom is having peace with God and with one another. And so Luke's understanding of what salvation is that peace between this vertical dimension of the cross and the horizontal, as we all have peace with one another in a shalom sort of way. And so there is a peace today on Palm Sunday. This peace is yelled out by the people in the crowd. The people laid down their cloaks and they yelled out, "Peace to God in the highest heaven, and glory to God in the highest heaven." And so that is their hope, that as Jesus comes, that he would give the people peace. And granted, I think most people's understanding at that time were more political than religious. They were hoping that he would come to restore all things, that people would be at peace with one another in their community. Peace is Luke's prayer, and peace is our prayer. My wife, Erin, is actually named after the Greek word for peace, Irene. And I always think of peace when I think of my wife, because she gives me peace. Yes. And so next Sunday, it's amazing to contemplate that, well, given the weather that we're going to be getting today, that it's going to be Easter next Sunday. On this long-awaited day, officially, we will be sharing the peace. Can we give ourselves a hand? We're going to be sharing the peace next Sunday. We haven't shared the peace in church since, I think it was November or December of last year. And so I'm excited to share peace with you all once again on Sunday. It will be happening right at the beginning of the service. I can recall as we said goodbye to sharing the peace during the cootie season. I don't know when that was, maybe December of last year. Somebody had said to me, they came up to me and said, "But that's my favorite part of the service." And I'm like, "Me too, this is a bummer." So I look forward to sharing peace with you all on Easter. But what I wanted to say about sharing the peace is that sharing the peace is so much more than just greeting our neighbor and saying good morning to one another. When we share the peace of Christ, we're sharing the peace that passes all human understanding. That's the peace of Christ that passes all human understanding. And in my former congregation, I took this to heart. I actually took this to test. And so if I was having like friction or sort of a division or maybe a misunderstanding with somebody in the congregation, that I was feeling a little bit like we had to have some one-on-one time together, I would beeline it right to that person. And I put this peace of Christ to the test. I would, right when the peace of Christ was announced, I would maybe make my way wherever they were seated, I'd go directly to them and share the peace of Christ with them. I put it to the test, and I was blessed. It was amazing. When we shared that peace of Christ, it was like breaking the ice. It was like breaking the awkwardness of whatever I had with that person. Whether it was a different way of seeing something, we both wanted something to happen in a similar way, but we had different ideas of how to get there. Whatever that might have been, that happens when we are in community with one another. But I put it to the test, and I was blessed. It was an amazing time to see how the peace of Christ breaks down this sort of awkwardness and makes connections. And it helped re-solidify a lot of relationships in my life. And so, don't worry, I'm not gonna, if I do a beeline at you during the sharing of the peace, don't get concerned. Yeah. Yeah, if I do that, it's coincidental. There's nothing too awkward here at this church yet. Yet. No, not yet. It's not that. Anyway. Just me, just your minister, it's a little awkward. So the peace of Christ on this Palm Sunday is for you as you lay down your coat, your winter coat. And we're shouting hosannas as the kids went up and down the aisles, and we're wanting to praise our Lord for coming into town to give us peace. Hosanna means save me, I pray. That's what hosanna means. And we're hailing this new sort of king, a new sort of rule. And right at the peak of the excitement, as everybody's saying, blessed is he who comes as king, who comes in the name of the Lord, right at the end, you get a sense of who those rule keepers are in the community. The Pharisees, they say, hey, stop. Stop what you're doing. And Jesus looks down on the colt and says, hey, they're going to keep cheering. If they were to be silent, these stones would shout out. That's kind of an obscure way of saying they're going to keep shouting whether I tell them to stop or not. They're excited. Cheer ever the more. And so after the gospel, this is only found in Luke's account. We catch an inner glimpse of what happens next. As Jesus is riding on the colt, he looks up to Jerusalem at the city there, and he weeps. He cries for Jerusalem, and he says, even if you had only recognized on this day the things that would make for peace, but now it's hidden from your eyes. And this is only in the way that Luke tells it, that Jesus weeps there for Jerusalem. Jesus, the Prince of Peace, he has tears in his eyes as he's going now to do what he knows he must do as he rides into Jerusalem, the city, ironically named the City of Peace. On this Palm Sunday, know that Jesus rides on the colt for you all the way to the cross. Because of us and for us, Jesus goes to the cross. As far as the east is from the west, so is God's love for us, and so are Jesus' outstretched arms. As far as the east is to the west, this is how we are blessed. Because of this Jesus who goes all the way to the cross on the colt for us. As we remember now in our mind's eye the map, we're making our way from the east to the west, and on the west side we see the site of Golgotha, the place of the skull. And so from the garden where we are today to Golgotha, from Gethsemane where we are today to the grave, from east to the west, all the way to the cross, the tree of life, where Jesus makes shalom, or makes his final peace or atonement with all of us. That is, our sins, put them up onto the cross, and he saves us, exchanging our guilt, grief, and shame with his victory, righteousness, and eternal life. And so we can thank God as we move today from palms to passion for peace. Amen.